low cholesterol, no cholesterol.
Yes, ma'am.
And we use that with the egg beaters and things.
I see.
And it is nice. Very nice to eat.
Around here, did you used to have a man who sold meat exclusively? You went to this man to buy you meat, that's because that's all he sold?
Market. He had a market.
Well, what would he be called? You'd say you'd go to the...
Butcher.
Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have butchers?
I don't think so. Well, they have them, but they're in... See, when you go to the grocery stores now, the meat's all on the outside, you select it. You select
it. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the butchers are in the back. And I imagine that's where it is. The butchers are in the back. And they, when they get it fixed up, then they bring it to the front.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, that's my imagination about them, because all I see is on the front.
Yes,
you make your selection from there.
Right.
Maybe something you don't find, you ask them about it. They get it for you and bring it to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell you the price of it and all like that. But usually all of it's on the front with the price to it. And you just know what to get.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays, can you still, if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon and not get it sliced, could you buy a great big whole...
You might. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Large. I haven't seen any in a long time. In fact, I haven't seen any real, just say, this bacon. Now, this bacon I get when I get it heated good and turn it over and get heat again, it's crisp.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not just like it's very crisp. It's, you can just crumble it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this other bacon, I haven't seen any in a good while. I imagine you can, but on account of my age, you know, that's why I use this, because low cholesterol, I mean, on account of the cholesterol.
Yes, ma'am.
Because so two, three of my friends have had hardness with arteries and things like that, and they said that's good for it, so I just got on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that big... the big whole piece that we were talking about, would that be called is it a side or slab?
It's a slab of bacon.
Slab of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what?
I haven't seen it in a good while.
Hmm.
So I don't know what these.
Is that the same thing that some people call the middling?
I think so.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, you were talking about eating bacon that was real crisp. A lot of it, after you cut it, has a kind of tough edge to it.
Yeah.
What is that?
I really don't know. Because when I eat, it's all crisp.
Yes, ma'am.
They're all crisp. And if you want to, you can just... crumble it and put it with your egg and eat it like that. It's so crisp.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Would that tough part be called the skin or the rind or?
Well, I imagine so. But with that, you don't have any trouble with any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With this morning star.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy the bacon, you do sometimes have trouble with the rind.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Have you ever heard people say, use any kind of word, like if they kept their meat too long and it had, it doesn't taste right anymore? You said the meat's done what? If they kept it for too long.
Mm-hmm.